Before we continue with the Hashkaf of the Maharal on the Tachlis of Mitzvah HaTorah, where he keeps hammering away at his idea that Mitzvahs are not meant Me'ikar to be understood by us to be L'toiv Lanu, but simply because of the Ritzayin HaBayre, they are Gzeiris HaMokayim. I wanted to mention to you about Kriya Shema, the chiluk between the first parsha and the second parsha that we asked last time. So in the Avudrom, we have a number of Sad HaShoves that you have between the first parsha and the second parsha, which only makes our question, what exactly is the chiluk between the first and the second? Why is the first one called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and the second one Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs? Makes that question strong. What are the common denominators? First of all, it says the mitzvah of Avas Hashem in the positive commandment V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha in the parsha V'eschana. It repeats the inyan of Avas Hashem V'yoyim Shema Tishmu La'ahav Es Hashem Elokecha. Then it says V'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha U'B'chol Miyodecha. Here it says La'avdoi B'chol Levavchem U'B'chol Nafshechem. In the common denominator there are also chilukim, as we shall see. First of all, it doesn't say you should, it says if you will. V'ahavta is you should. V'ahayom Shemaya Asher Anoichi Li'ahava means if you will. The second chiluk is that there it says Ahava, but it doesn't say Avodas Hashem. Here it says La'avas Hashem Elokeichem U'la'avdai. The third chiluk is that it says there B'chol Levavchem B'chol Nafshechem, but in the first parsha it says B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha U'v'chol Miyodecha. So there are three chilukim in the three. In the comparison, there are chilukim. Furthermore, the rest of the parsha of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, namely, V'hoyu Advarim Eila Shonochi Mitzav Chayoyim V'shinantum L'vonecha V'dibar Tobom. So the parsha of V'shinantum L'vonecha V'dibar Tobom is repeated also in V'hoyim Shamaya. And again, the mitzvah HaTorah that's presented to you in V'hoyim Shamaya is now, at the end of the parsha, after the whole arichus of Schar V'Yoinish for Klal Yisrael, and now, interestingly enough, it's B'mokim Tzivui, just like in the first parsha, but still there are chilukim. What are the chilukim of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah? Here it says, V'shinantom Levanecha, the Lashon is Shinun. Over there it says, V'limadetem Oysam Ez B'neichem, the Lashon is Limud. That's not as strong as Shinun. The next thing that we have a chiluk is, V'shinantom Levanecha, V'shinanto Oysam Levanecha. The word V'shinantom, if you break it down, it's V'shinanto Oysam. Who are we talking to, a yochid or a rabbi? A yochid. V'shinanto Oysam. V'limadetem is atem. It's to the rabbi. That's the second chiluk in the mitzvah's Talmud Torah. The third chiluk, perhaps the most important chiluk, is that in the first parsha, it talks about the Rebbe's own learning as well as the Talmidim's learning. Because it says, V'shinantom levanecha v'dibarto bom. It's talking to the Mishanein. It's talking to the Rebbe. You should teach your children v'dibarto, but you should also dibarto bom. Masha enkein in the third parsha, there is no zecher of your own learning. V'limadetem osam es b'neichem l'daber bom. But it doesn't say v'dibarto. There's nothing about your own learning. And then, of course, b'shiftecha b'veisecha b'lechtecha is repeated, and then you have the mitzvah of tefillin repeated, and the mitzvah of mezuzah repeated. And the end of the parsha, it's so easy to mistake the first parsha for the second parsha. That's why you have all this confusion. What if a person forgets where he was? The first thing he has to do is do tshuva, because how could you forget where you were? You know, many mefarshim ask the question that the lashon of chatasi avisi pashaiti, there are mixed signals, there are mixed nuschois, what it goes on. Chet, avon, and pesha. It's chatosi, avisi, pashaiti, so chet is shaygek. Then there's mechila, slicha, and kapara. So the question is, the mechila, slicha, kapara, what does it go on? Which of these phrases? Is bekitza, chatosi sounds like the lowest level of avera. But in certain respects, it's also the highest level of Aveira. And I'll tell you why. A person forgets that it's Shabbos and he turns on the light. He's not Chayiv Misa because he is a Shoigeg. No, he turns on the lights because he forgets that it's Shabbos, it's dark, he sees it's dark, he turns on the lights. We're not talking about Misasik. There's another person who knows it's Shabbos and turns on the lights. So the person that knows it's Shabbos turns on the lights, a Fadobin, a mensch, he's a Pesheya. There's no question. But on some level, there's a very big chesaron in the Shoigeg. How do you not know that today is Shabbos? You know, to forget that today is Shabbos is a pircha on his whole Avodas Hashem from beginning to end. not talking about somebody on the desert that he lost his calendar. I'm talking about somebody that's 100. So where were you last night? You didn't go to shul? You didn't send licht? You didn't make kiddush? What's wrong with you? That means that somewhere in the middle you got lost, that today is a day of chayil? How could that possibly be? So in certain respects, shoigeg is sometimes more nefarious because it shows a kilkel in the whole person in his shmiras ha-mitzvahs. The other one says, I don't want to be shomer this mitzvah at this moment. So that's its own kilkel, of course. That's a rebellion against Hashem. But in the shoigeg, we say, well, listen, he forgot, so he forgot. No, there's no such thing. But in any case, in the lishonos of Kriya Shema, they're so doime ze lo ze, that it's possible that a person should forget where he is. So that's, but if he says, Laman Yibu Yemechem, so he chaps, you know, that he's already in the second parsha. So if a person doesn't remember if he said, I'm the second parsha or not, so it will depend upon where he's holding. If he says, V'uksavtam amzuz be'secho v'sharecho, it's possible that he should not know which uksavtam he was saying, the first one or the second one. But once he hits Laman Yibu Yemechem, then he knows where he's holding. So the parsha ends with Laman Yibu Yemechem, but almost at the end of the parsha, you have Kemat Mila B'Mila, what you have in the first parsha. So the question is, what is the chiluk? So let's start, first of all, with the chiluk of Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah, the chiluk is very basic. There are two kinds of rebbeim, and each parsha is dealing with that kind of rebbe. There's a Malamed Dardiki that's in the second grade. That Malamed Dardiki has taught the Talmidim Psukim in Chumash, and told them Pirushim from Rashi about Peh, and they are learning Chumash. He learns the same parsha, learns the same Chumash year after year, and he's a tremendous Rebbe, and he gives them a lot of Yirah Shamayim, and they remember him for the rest of their life. But in terms of his Limud HaTorah, that experience of teaching Torah leaves him with nothing extra. He has not gained in his own, once in a while, some thought will pop into his head that he never thought before, while he's chazering over the same pusuk that he said 1,000 times. Because that's the nature of Torah in general. But that's just a coincidence. So when you are teaching on a higher level, then you become a Talmud of your Talmidim, and you are in the midst of learning Torah yourself, and in the preparation and the chazor of shiurim, there's always chidush haTorah. They asked the Birka Shmuel once why he repeats the same shiurim over again when he's such a tremendous mechadish. So he says the El Shteveisach is good. Nevertheless, obviously, the chidush haTorah continues unabated. When the Torah learning is to yechidim, a mitzvah, you're talking about on the highest level possible. When it's the Klal Yisrael expressed a mitzvah in the plural, you're talking about the hamonam. Everybody needs to reach a certain level of learning Torah. Everybody needs the Melamed Dardiki. Elif Nichnasim Lemikra. And in that context, there's no Vishinantam. Because Vishinantam is Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha. And here is no Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha. This Vishinantam aspect is missing in the second grade Rebbe. Because there's no Iyun. There's no Shakla Vitaria. There's no making Binyonim and being Soiser them. So the whole Pilpula Dairaisa is missing. There's no Vishinantam. So Shinun, the Harifus of Torah, is missing completely. And also, there's no V'dibar Tabam, because you yourself are not steiging in learning, and you're not creating Torah as a second grade Rebbe. The Hamoin Am that needs that second grade Rebbe, because otherwise the whole Klal Yisrael's binyan will fall. So Avadik, it is his role is sacrosanct. There's no diminishing of the role because of the definition. But the Torah is telling you that the chiyuv of the Yochid is to be on the Madrega where he teaches his son Kol HaTorah Kula. And in fact, if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Hilchos Talmud Torah Kuntras, that the Baal HaTanya was really the one that put Hilchos Talmud Torah together more than anybody else since the Rambam. And much more developed than the Lashonis of the Rambam himself. So the Baal HaTanya writes a very important yesod that most people are not aware. When are you mechuyev to start teaching a child Torah is a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Mishayaschil ledaber aviv melamdei Torah. The Rambam says when you begin, you teach him Aleph Beis, you teach him the language, you teach him some psukim, like Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, v'chulu v'chulu. When do you stop teaching your son Torah?
Yeah.
No. You can't say, well, I mean, never. Never in the sense that, when does your chiyuv, when is your chiyuv fulfilled? That, let me put it that way. So we have different opinions over here. But let me tell you what the Baal HaTanya says. The chiyuv of the father is to teach his son kol haTorah kula. And in theory, if he's 40 years old and he's willing to be mekabel and he's still learning, the chiyuv would continue. Practically speaking, he says, it continues into his 20s. In other words, the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah that a father has with a child, and then it goes beyond bar mitzvah is no line of demarcation of any kind as far as mitzvah's Talmud Torah is concerned. The day before the bar mitzvah and the day after the bar mitzvah, something changes legabe the child's mitzvah. He is now mechuyev to learn Torah. But legabe the father, there's no change whatsoever between 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. And it really doesn't stop. The etzim, you're right. But in terms of the practical, once he's on his own and he has his own sense of responsibility and he leaves the house, v'chulei v'chulei, so it's not practical to say that he's mechuyev to teach his son Torah. But from a theoretical perspective, it does continue until he learns kol haTorah kula at least once, and then he's on his own to be able to continue for the rest of his life. What I mean to say is, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam is a huge enterprise that continues unabated. However, the v'limanetam oisam es b'neichem ledaber bam, that has its limitation. That is, even without the shinun, there's a chiyuv to teach klal Yisrael. So is very different in kind from the quality of mitzvahs Talmud Torah that's being described in the first parasha. One would therefore have to ask the question, why is it that dafka in the first parasha is expressed this way with such intensity and such total commitment, and in the second parasha it's in a certain sense in a diluted measure? Without the v'shinantam and without the v'dibartabam. By the way, before we continue, I just want to make one point. Why is there a reference to tefillin? Because the idea of tefillin and mezuzah is that we are required to express what we call the parasha of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and the parasha of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs in three different formulations, if you will, three different suros ha-mitzvah. One of them is Bedibur, and that's the reciting of Kriya Shema. That means, in other words, that we're mechuyev to say the parashiyos v'yidvar ma'ela, b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha b'aderech, v'b'shach b'cha v'kumecha. The chiyuv is b'shach b'kumecha twice a day to recite the parashiyos. Which parashiyos? Parashah of Shema, which says b'shach b'cha v'kumecha, and the parashah of Ayim Shemayim, which says b'shach v'kumecha. The question then is, why in the world do we add another parashah? It doesn't say over there in the parasha of Tzitzis, V'hayu advar me'ele b'shach b'chov kumecha. So that's a very important question. And if we are adding a parasha, why don't we add any other parasha, like Aseres Hadibros and so on? But the two parashas, there's no question why we recite them. Because the parasha itself commands us. The second surah of the mitzvah is tefillin. In the tefillin, we're supposed to have these parashas. It happens to be that besides these two parashiyos that the Torah says you should put it in the tefillin, there are two other parashiyos where the Torah says put it into the tefillin. And that's Kadesh, and V'hayu Kivyecha, V'hayu Le'oysal Yodcha, V'tatafiz Beinenecha, U'zikaron Beinenecha. So there, in each one of those parashiyos, it says make it into the tefillin and put it on your heart and on your mind, on Rosh and Yad. And that's the second form of the tzura of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What's the third form, of course? Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecho v'sharecha. So there are three different oifanim of this parasha's expression. And I want you to know it's a very remarkable thing. There's nothing more intimate than your own dibur. The second level is your malbush, and the third level is your environment, your home. You think about it for a minute. Dibur and levush and mezuzos beisecho. In the third parasha of Tzitzis, there is also a very interesting idea. Tzitzis. Psil tcheles, tcheles and lovan, or isem oisayu zachartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. So we have two malbushim. And the malbush of Tzitzis is a parasha b'fnei atzma completely that we have to discuss at another time. But what is the difference between Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is our agenda right now. So again, let's just chazer over for a moment. Both parshiyos have a common denominator in that they mention certain mitzvahs, maybe with some difference, and maybe exactly the same. Chsavtam HaMachvah Sharecha is exactly the same. But in any case, they are defining the ofanim in which we are expressing ourselves of these two parshiyos, b'dibur, b'malbush, and b'bayis. And that having been said, we look now to see the beginning of the parsha. So in the beginning of the parsha, there's a mitzvah of la'avas Hashem in the first parsha, and there's a mitzvah of la'avas Hashem in the second parsha. But in the first parsha, it's commanded, v'ahavta. In the second parsha, it says, li'ahava. And more important, I believe, in the first parsha, it does not mention avoda. In the second parsha, in context of la'avas Hashem lekechem ula'avdai. And of course, the third chiluk is that it does not have in the second parsha, b'chol mi'edchem, like b'chol mi'edechem. Of course, also mentioning, as we did it many times, that the first parsha is in the singular, and the second parsha is in the plural. I asked last time, why is Schar V'Einish Parsha of V'Hayim Shemaya Dafka connected to the idea of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs? And the reason I ask that question is very simple. When a person is an Eved and he doesn't acknowledge his Melech, he also deserves a patch. Well, what is exactly the Nakuda that Dafka in Maisa, in Pa'ula, we have Schar V'Einish? Why in that Parsha? Everybody would be perfectly accepting if in the first parsha it says, and if you don't believe in me and you're not mekabel malchusi, the following consequences will occur. Why does it have to be v'ayom shema'a tishmu el mitzvaysai? And if not, in the ma'isishim? That's what I'm asking. So before we answer that question, I just want to tell you over a Lashon HaYerushalmi, which the Vilna Gaon quotes in Siv Vav of Simen Samach Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, the Simen of Kriyashma. In the second Perek, Halacha Aleph, so there's a Deya that says that you have to have Kavan in the entire Perek Rishon, but not in the Perek Sheni V'Hayim Shemaya. So in this context, the Yerushalmi asks that question. In Ozim Kiven Levi Beperik Rishon, Afal Pishalei Kiven Levi Beperik Sheni Yotza. Ma Bein Perik Rishon Uma Bein Perik Sheni. Omer Rav Chanina, Kol Ma Shekosuv Bozeh Kosuv Bozeh. The Peledik is up. To answer the question, Ma Bein Perik Rishon Le Perik Sheni, he answers that basically they're the same. So the Yerushalmi itself asks, Hey Bazeh, why do you read both of them? It's a very interesting Yerushalmi. We don't have this in the Bav. The Yerushalmi says, Me'ata lo yikra ela echad. Amar Rav Ila. Rav Ila answers the question that von deswegen there's a difference between the two. Now we pointed out many differences between the two, but Yerushalmi concentrates on two differences. That seems to be the ikar. Rishain li yochid v'hasheni latzibur. Secondly, v'rishain li talmud v'hasheni lemaisa. Very interesting. Rishain li talmud v'hasheni lemaisa. Ba'kapar Amar. Ein lochot zorich kavona ele gimu psukim alishoinim bilvad, v'toni kein v'shinantum ad kan l'kavona mikan v'eilech l'shinun.
So that's another shita. It could be one pasuk, three psukim, or the first parsha. But when they are discussing the chiluk between the first parsha and the second parsha, what do they say? That the first parsha is different than the second for two reasons. Yochid and Sibur, that's reason number one. What's reason number two? Talmud and Maisa. Correct. In the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav, it says, HaKorei Kriya Shema Lo Yirmoz Be'enov Lo Yikreitz Besvasov Lo Yare Be'etzba'isov Be'parsha Rishayna Shehu Ikar Kabolas O Malchus Shamayim B'pnei Shenire K'korei Aroi Uksiv V'dibarta Bom V'darshinon Aseo Sam Keva. In other words, when people make all kinds of gestures and they interrupt it even without speech, it shows that what you are doing is superficial and without consequence. It's not weighted with the seriousness that it deserves. So memela, it's a chesaron in the dibar tabom aseo sam keva. So why is the reason that we have this focus only on the first parsha, not on the second? The answer is because in the first parsha is ikar kabbalas ol malchus shamayim.
Zok de gra beis yosef ukamashu kosav ayushalmi ma ben perik rishon lebein perik sheni komashu kosav bezeh kosav bezeh me'ato liyikra laachas amrabila harishon liyochid vasheni letzibur harishon letalmud vasheni lemaisa.
So the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch Samach Gimel Sivav quotes this Yerushalmi that gives us these two chilukim between the two. In this difference between Kabbalah's Ol Malchus, now that's where we stop with the Mekoris. Now I want to be Masbit to you, the Holy, and then maybe quote some of the Sifri Chasidus that speak about it. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs have a tremendous chiluk between the two, which is really, if you would ask me personally, I would say that the chiluk is the aside of Yiddishkeit. Because if somebody would ask me, what makes Yiddishkeit Yiddishkeit unique, you could give many different answers. But one of the things that makes Yiddishkeit unique is the parsha of V'hoyo Im Shamaya and what it adds to the parsha of Kriya Shema. What we call Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs, what does it mean? What does it mean that you're Mekabal Oil Mitzvahs? So normally, if you understand very well that when a person is learning, or he's doing Mitzvahs Lulav, or he's putting on tefillin, or any of the things in Shemira Shabbos, he is obviously obeying his master. And Kabbalas Ol of a master means whatever you tell me. In other words, if I have an allegiance and a responsibility, B'toras Oil, B'toras Eved, it's not enough for me to acknowledge him in theory, in principle. The idea of an Eved is somebody that is Muchan or Mezuman at any turn to serve his master, to do anything that the master desires. I am at my master's bidding. Memela, the Kasha is, isn't Oil Malchus Shamayim always containing in itself Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs? You understand my question? A master who orders you, he can compel you to do anything. So where is the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs Moisif on Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? So what I wanted to suggest to you is a Gevaldike Yesod in what it means, what Yiddishkeit is. What's Yiddishkeit? It starts out with the Rambam in Avodah Zorah that I've quoted many, many times. There's an Uma Yoida'as Es Hashem. The Uma Yoida'as Es Hashem, Klal Yisrael, was created before Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. In Mitzrayim, according to other Mefarshim. But then they come to Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is a very extraordinary event. But you'll ask the question, when did Bnei Yisrael become Baalei Oil Malchus Shamayim? The answer is in Mitzrayim already. Avodaihem Asher Hitzesi Yisam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Ribbono Shel'Olam then brings them to Matan Torah. What was accomplished in Matan Torah was called Geirus. What is the Geirus of a people that are already Noisei the Oil of Malchus Shamayim? Person is already part of a people that are Avdei Hashem. Where is there now a transformation? What happened during that transformation? So the answer is that during that transformation, Bnei Yisrael were given a myriad things to do to evidence and to express that Malchus Shamayim. And it's only in that expression that they become a Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kadosh. It means as follows. Every other religion is basically an Emunah concept. And Emunah means that I have certain articles of faith. There are certain things I believe are true. In Yiddishkeit, it works the other way around. There are a myriad things to do that evidence our commitment to those articles of faith. It's very remarkable that when you get up in the morning, you are not commanded to make all kinds of declarations. You are commanded to do mitzvahs. The idea of Yiddishkeit is that the pe'ula speaks for itself. An Am Hashem is an Am that is doing the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch. Moshe l'moha dov adoim. There's a person waiting in the wings. And the king says, when I need you, I will call you. And then there's a person that's Mishamish the king, Yoyim of Alay. So when a person is outside of that Malchus and is looking into the Malchus, the Shamish is identifiable because of the Pa'ula. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, this Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakai says Yisrael, L'Fika Chirba Lem Toru Mitzvahs, it's a unique Am that's different. Kivonu v'chato mikol ha'am baruchato Hashem elikenu melech olam asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu. So the kedusha of Klal Yisrael comes with the asiyas ha-mitzvah, not with the emunah that is behind the Asiyas HaMitzvah, that hovers above it and beyond it. And that is the Yisoid of Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs. And when you look at the parsha of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, it's a very remarkable thing. Hashem Eloikeinu Hashem Echad says a very interesting thing, that V'hoya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Haaretz. Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs, if you look at that parsha, you forgot completely about the rest of the world. What exists as a very big yesod, look at Rashi on the pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Achshav, Yehi Melech Al Kol Haaretz, and he quotes the pasuk, Bayomahu, Volu Moshim Ha'atzion, Volu Bayomahu Yehi Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. What's the pshat? Hashem Shehu Elokeinu will be the Echad U'miyuchad Al Kol Ha'olam Kulei. Why are we so busy and interested in the rest of the world? The answer is because in Malchus, Klal Yisrael, as important as they are, do not represent the Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in the entire cosmos, and includes all the Malachim, and includes all the Seraphim, and includes all the Ofanim, and it certainly includes the Shivim Umos. They don't know and they don't accept, But Lasid Lava, we confirm that they will know and they will accept, because otherwise there cannot be Achdusai Shal Hashem Echad. So why is that so important for us to stress at the beginning of Shema Yisrael? And that is the Ikar Pasuk. Everyone is masking that has to be Bekavona. And not only that, but immediately afterwards, we're Mechuyev to declare Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso La'olam Vo'ed. Kvod Malchuso. Because the Malchus of Hashem, by definition, cannot be on Yechidim, on a Miktsas, on a Chelek. It is, and by definition, permeates the entire universe. Otherwise, it's a Pechasaron and the Pegam in Malchuso Yisbarach. So in a certain sense, we disidentify ourselves. We do the exact opposite of what we do in the Shemone Esrei. You know, in Shemone Esrei, they have a very big problem in the Poskim. It says in the Gemara in Brachas that if you don't say Melech HaOlam, you're not Yotzei the Brach. Black on white. Gemara says that in person, he was a shepherd, so he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. He doesn't know the Nusach of the Bracha. So he said, Brich Rachmana, Mari Dahai Pita. Blessed is Hashem, who is the master of this bread. And he was Yaitzei. Brich Rishonah, Brich Samazim, Velves. Brich Rishonah, Brich Samazim. Abavizal Nizain, he's Yaitzei. So the Gemara immediately starts to scream, what are you talking about? In the Nusach that he used, granted that there's an element of Hashem, but there's no Melech HaOlam. So they right away correct themselves and they say, no, he said, Brich Rachmana, Malka Da'olma, Mari Dahai Pita. He did say Melech HaOlam in Aramaic. And Binyamin Raya, or whatever his name was, Binyamin. So the Gemara is so makpid on it, that all the Mefarshim ask, Gibaku, none of the brachas of Shemona Esrei have Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. You know why? Because their bracha asmucha l'chaverta, they're like the trains to an engine. The engine is pulling, and all the other trains don't need their own engine, because they're connected. So all the cars in a train, they don't have to begin Baruch Atah Hashem, because the Baruch Atah Hashem that's at the beginning of the Shemona Esrei is pulling everything with it. Bracha hasmucha l'chaverta, one bracha next to the other. So they ask the question, but the first bracha has to be perfect? Because if the first bracha is missing, then all 19 brachas are missing. So then the question is the first bracha perfect? Let's take a look. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, what's next? Velekei Abaseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Where's Melech HaOlam? So the whole Yesod of Melech HaOlam is missing. So where's Melech HaOlam? So they answer all kinds of terutzim. They say Elokei Avram is Melech HaOlam because he was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol HaOlam. They say Kael Elyon is Melech HaOlam. And there are maybe other terutzim. But one problem remains. What do you need terutzim for? Who made this nusach? It's a pasuk. It's ordained from Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw it at us. If they're so makbid and Melech HaOlam, doesn't it make sense not to look for excuses and alternatives, but put it in directly? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. You wouldn't even notice the difference. And meanwhile, you have a perfect nusach habracha. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is they deliberately left it out. In other words, it was done by kavana. But the problem is, kavana hain, kavana mogen, whatever you're going to accomplish by leaving it out, but you're missing the nusach habracha. You can't, certain things you can't play with. So the answer is, they buried it, ke'ilu, in a hidden way, in some other expression which satisfies Melech HaOlam anyhow. So now, not only is the engine okay, but maybe all the other cars are okay too. What was the need, desperate need, to leave out Melech HaOlam? You know what the answer is? The exact opposite of what I just told you. It's mamish the hefech of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because in Shemona Esrei, we are Lifnei Hashem. And the question is, B'toiras what? I told you once the famous story that comes from the Zayda, the Chayz of Lublin. The Chayz of Lublin was very, very torahed with massive amounts of hashpah. He really brought Hasidus to the whole of Poland, and he had Gedolei Olam to be his Talmidim. And the Chayz was so torahed that he couldn't always see the people who came to him with their tzaras and their problems and their issues. Anyhow, he had a cousin that came, and he had a big tzara, and he needed to talk to the Chayz to get a bracha. And he's waiting online and waiting. He goes to the Gabbai and he says to him, I have to get in. And he says, I'm sorry, today it's Bechlal not Shaykh. So he said, do me a favor, I beg of you. I'm a cousin of the Chayz. I'm sure that carries weight. Why don't you go in and tell him that his cousin so-and-so is waiting? So he goes in, he comes back 10 seconds later. No, when do I go in? He says, I'm sorry, you can't go in today. He says, you didn't tell him? I told you to tell him I'm his cousin. I told him. So he says, so what did he say? He says, Avaita Kohav. He's a distant cousin. He's not so related to me that I have to break the line. So standing outside, so they say, was the Yid HaKadosh. His Talmud, the Chayza's Talmud. They say that the reason they called him the Yid was because they couldn't call him by his first name because it was exactly the same name as the Chayza himself, Yaakov Yitzchak. So they called him the Yid HaKadosh. I mean, as a Talmud, he became the Yid HaKadosh, the Rebbe. So the Yid HaKadosh was standing outside. And he heard this episode. And he says, let me tell you what to do. He says, you stand by the Chayza. The Chayza had a tendency to be a little bit loud in his Shmon Esrei. You could hear the words of the Shmon Esrei. He says, you stand by I don't know how he got in there. But you stand next to the Chayza, behind the Chayza by the Shmon Esrei. And when the Chayza says, Elikei Avram, you give a scream out, Avaitakar. When he says, Elikei Yitzchak, you scream out, Avaitakar. They say the Maisa that Kachava, the Chayza realized that he has to take a bit. Anyhow, the kids, so what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. When we come to the wall, and we stand, Lifnei Hashem, who are you? That's the question. Am I a petitioner from Merchakim that the Baruch Shalom is the Melech Malchei Amlochim and I'm a nothing and I have no connection and I have no yichus and I have no upsprung and Memela I have no right to demand anything at all and we're Bechlal do I have this notion that I can make a rendezvous with Hashem? The whole thing is absurd when you think about it. The Ein Sof and who am I? Nothing. So I come and I say, Ribbono Shel Olam? No, I don't say Ribbono Shel Olam. I say, my Tyler Kolov. Lekeinu, Lekei Avoseinu, Lekei Avram, Lekei Yisrael Yaakov. We're talking about a Klal Yisrael relationship over here. We're talking about Zaydis that were Merkava Lashchina. We're talking about Zaydis that were Mefarsim, your name in the whole world. That the knowledge of you in the world is because of my Tat and my Mama. That's what they're saying, basically, when we get up and we say Shmon Esrei. So we left out Melech HaOlam B'Kavona. We don't want to dilute the intimacy with the awesome generalization that Hashem is the master of the entire universe. It's a pelet de gazach. It's mamish. It, to use the slang, it blows your mind, such an idea. That they left out B'Kavona Melech HaOlam to accentuate and to emphasize Elikeinu Elikei Avoseinu, that intimacy that allows us to approach the Sanctum Sanctorum. Otherwise, what right do we have b'chlal? Memela, in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, in contradistinction to the second parsha, that is really what's happening. When we are obligated to declare Malchuso, we have to go for broke. It's on the entire universe. And if it isn't happening now because we human beings are too stupid to acknowledge Hashem all over the world in the proper manner, so it's a pagam, Malachim have no problem, Sraphim have no problem, and the earth and the sun and the moon have no problem. It's just us people that have a problem. So our problem is going to be resolved. That's what we say in Shema Yisrael. Because we insist that the Achdus of the Ribbono Shalom is al-kol al-kula on the entire universe. Memela, when we come to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we are not speaking about Klal Yisrael b'chlal, because it's a pegam in a sense in the Malchusa Yisbarach. So therefore, we do not speak about all HaMitzvahs. We do not speak about the unique connection that happened at Har Sinai and the rejection of the rest of the Umas Ha'olam and the unique role that Bnei Yisrael have as the Uma Yodas as Hashem in the Lamaisa of their day-to-day that provides the evidence of their service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore is the ultimate Kiddush Shem Shamayim. The Avoda of Klal Yisrael is you look at him and he looks like an Eved, he acts like an Eved, you see the Eved in his Avoda. It's completely different than an Eved in his Emunah. That there's a Melech, a tremendous difference. And in this tzura, this living tzura of Avdus, is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. What's interesting is what is added in that Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs in the third Pasha, but I don't have now the desire to continue with that. But be that as third Pasha as it may, the first Pasha and the second Pasha, now the distinctions between the two are tremendous. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah to the Yochid is to reach the highest Madrega of learning Torah. But the Or Sameach says an amazing thing. Whenever you have a mitzvah that its tachlis cannot be achieved by everybody, You have to define the mitzvah be'ikar by its lowest common denominator. When the Torah tells me on the first pasuk, V'ahavta eis Hashem elokecha, so b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, it's possible for yechidei skula. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah of a level v'shinantum v'necha v'dibarta bom is possible for yechidei skula. Is it an ideal? Of course. Is it an ultimate chiyuv to reach, to struggle, and to strive for that ideal? Of course. But is it going to be lemaisa happening throughout the dairis? The answer is no. Because whenever a mitzvah has that goal that is so beyond, there are going to be many who fall away. That's the idea of elef nechnasim lemikra v'echad yotze loira. Memela, the first parsha allows itself the extreme of the yechidei sgula. And I would like to add one more ha'ara. If the goal is malchuso yizbarach and not avdus, not in the kiyum hadava, but in the kabbalas malchusai, so then there is no such thing as a lower level. Just like there's no such thing as less people, there's no such thing as a lower level. If a melech commands you, you have to kill yourself to do whatever it takes, no matter what it takes. Remarkable is that levavcha is possible, nafshecha is possible, it's dafka maidecha that's not possible. It's a pele dikazach. It's mamish apella when you think about it. And I don't have an answer to that. If someone would have asked me to write the parasha number 2, I would have written b'chol nafshecho b'chol miyotecho, because to give up your life, believe it or not, one time is possible for everybody. You rise to the occasion. I feel a notel is nafshecho. Money? What's money? So you give away your money. But b'chol levavcha, that constantly I should work with Hashem b'shnei yitzarecha. But the Torah says otherwise. The Torah says that what's missing by the tzibur is b'chol miyodecha. It's a meyudikad ha'ara. But what's missing is because when the second parasha arrives, it's talking about Klal Yisrael. And in Klal Yisrael, you cannot demand b'chol miyodecha. In Klal Yisrael, you cannot demand the v'shinantam v'dibartabam should be universal. Because it's not possible. You take a look at the Or Sameach in the Sefer on the Rambam, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, he spells it out very clearly. That certain mitzvahs have a lowest common denominator, mechayiv, because the dargas that the mitzvah can reach are such that you cannot command it to every single Jew. It's not shayach. So we have a parsha that reflects that old Malchus Shamayim idea of Ahoy Hashem Lemelech HaKol Haaretz. And you have another parsha that identifies us as the Avdei Hashem in a unique way, different from the rest of the world, and current, and alive, and that is dafka through Asiyas HaMitzvahs. The one great chiluk that emphasizes this point, that we're talking to Klal Yisrael, is what I said the other day, that Klal Yisrael has schar v'yonish. Klal Yisrael schar v'yonish. When you're talking to the Yochid, to the ultimate Kabbalas Mekabal Malchus Shamayim, you do not talk about schar v'yonish. Why? There is schar and there's einish. The whole Torah is full of it, to the Yochid too. Why don't you talk about it? Because by the promise of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do, you cannot have it by the Yochid, because it's not evident by the Yochid. Because that's why we have the problem of tzaddik v'ralai rasha v'tayvlai. It's only evident when you're dealing with Klal Yisrael. V'ayoyim shema tishmu, v'atza Hashem es ha-shemayim le'yamotar, v'adoma lo'siten es yivula.
So the limit of Torah in the first parasha, that's part of the Malchus Shemayim?
That's what I wanted to say. That's part of Malchus Shemayim. Actually, it's very remarkable. Give me a Rambam Chelek Aleph. I want to show you a Lashon HaRambam, which many have spoken about, what exactly did the Rambam have in mind. But the Rambam in Sefer Ava, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, at the beginning, he speaks about the Seder of the Parshiyos, just like the Gemara does. And the Rambam says as follows. Mahu Koyre, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Shloisha Parshiyos Elu Hei. Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya V'yoyimim. Magdimim Likreis Parsha Shema Mipnei. And he does not use the words of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Interesting. He says, Mipnei, Sheyesh bo Yichud Hashem V'ahavosoi V'talmudo. Yichud Hashem V'ahavoso V'talmudo. Avas Hashem and the learning of His Torah. Shehu ha'ikor ha'godol shehakol tolui bo. Shehu ha'ikor ha'godol shehakol tolui bo. What is the ikor ha'godol? Talmudo is the ikor ha'godol? Or Yichud Hashem is the ikor ha'godol? Even if you say that Yichud Hashem is what he's talking about, but he mentioned Avoso v'Talmudo. Hotman d'chamayri d'kakasha. Avoso is mentioned in the second parasha, and Talmudo is mentioned in the second parasha. So what is the Rambam saying that the reason we're makdim it is because Yesh bo Yichud Hashem v'Avoso v'Talmudo? He should have said Sheyesh Bo Yichud Hashem Shehu HaIkar HaGadol, and then we would understand why the first parasha comes first. Not only does it seem to be unnecessary to add anymore, but it seems to be problematic, because you're introducing elements that also exist in the second parsha. So Vasas Tufketan. The teretz is that Avasa v'Talmuda in Parsha 1 is not Avasa v'Talmuda in Parsha 2. Avasa in Talmuda in Parsha 1 is connected to the Ikra Gadol. In other words, one way or the other, it's all one thing. And it's exactly as I told you. Because you see, a person who learns Hashem's Torah, a pasuk in Chumash, is Mekayim Megvaldika Mitzvah. And I don't mean to minimize it in the slightest. But when a person is immersed in Torah Yoimim V'Layla and he's Mefalpel in Torah in the Rischa Dairaisa, he is immediately and totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is no greater Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim than to be directly connected to Hashem. And that has nothing to do with the Asiya, the Pa'ula of Limud HaTorah. It is a much more esoteric and much more deep idea that your mamish become tzamut through the Dvar Hashem. Avas Hashem is the same thing. Sifri, the Medrash, asks, how do you come to Avas Hashem? You learn Torah. There are many avenues to Avas Hashem. But the Avas Hashem that comes through learning Torah is a different kind of Avas Hashem. So Avas of the Talmudo that we expect of the Yochid is Tzama Nafshi Leloikim. It's Kol Sonafshi. Right? You know, it's a different kind of idea of Ava. When you speak about the Gedolei Olam and the Ava that they had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say that Chaim Yankel, who goes about his business and keeps the mitzvahs of the Torah, has that Ava. It's not shaykh to speak about the same. You know, the Rebbe Rebunim had a gvaldik avort. Judaism is not a democracy. It doesn't have this idea that everybody's the same. Everybody has a neshama and everybody has a theoretical potential. But in the Metzius HaDvarim, not everybody is the same. So the Rebbe Rebunim said, Chassidim meinen, as they said in a shtickstoff, and the Rebbe is a gresser shtickstoff. I'll translate it in a minute. Aber ich sag, as a Rebbe is in ganz nanander shtickstoff. So Chassidim say that they are a piece of material. Stoff, you know, material that you sew clothing with. A bolt of satin, right? But the Rebbe is a bigger piece of sand. He says they're wrong. The Rebbe is a different material altogether. Anando shtikshtov. What he meant to say was not the gaiva, what a Rebbe is. What he meant to say was that the kind of Rebbe that is anando shtikshtov, I have to add. You know, you have to touch it up like that. But the Rebbe that we acknowledge, a Vilna Goyen, a Reb Levi Yitzchak of Baditchev. You know, they tell this famous Meister of Levi Yitzchak Baditchev, I like to repeat over and over again. He went into a shtetl and he became the Chazan on Yom Kippur. How it is that he took over the Bretel and why he took over the Bretel, I have no idea. The stories don't always begin with every single footnote. But Lameisa, it says that he took over the Bretel and he stood by the Bretel 25 hours. And he davened all the tefillos, and when they were not davening, if there was any time for that davening, that he was either saying tehillim or having kavonis and yichudim. After Yom Kippur, the whole olam, the story goes, was totally convinced that they have in front of them Eliyo Anovi. Because it's not humanly possible to be like that. So the Kedushas Levi, the Levi Yitzchak of Baditchev, finally went to somebody's house for Havdalah. And after Havdalah, he said, you know, es fehlt mir sehr schwachen Herzen. I feel weak. Oh, he's human after all. They were so excited. You know, he's mamish human. So he ran to the pantry and he took out a bulka, a face, a shtickle, you know, kugel, and he brought it over to him. He says, what's it does? He says, like, what are you doing? He says, you said you're chalashing. So he says, of course I'm chalashing. I didn't learn one word of Torah for 25 hours. Bring me a Gemara. So you're talking about people, you don't understand. We tell these stories, but you're talking about somebody. There was really a human being like that. Or the Gra that comes to his Talmud when he walks in, he says, I haven't been able to eat for days because I'm hurrying in this Yerushalmi. Please help me. I mean, where do you have some? You understand, all these stories that you hear, you think that the stories are like, you know, they're nice stories. They're very geschmack to know that we had such chashuva people around. Hagoba atzmacha, what that means, or the kind of mesiras nefesh, day to day, in and out, or the rishoner that he had gold buckles on his shoes because he wanted the people to feel that they had a shtickel melech, they were so miserable, but there were no soles to those shoes, so he should feel the pain of all of his people when they walk barefoot on the ground and cut their feet on the stones and the pebbles. It's not a volume what we're talking about. So you have these kind of manhigim and tzaddikim. You can say to them, listen, there's Ikra HaGadol, there's Talmud, there's Avosai, there's Yehudai, and that's your avoida, that's your responsibility. So that's responsibility for Yechidim, and the Parsha is a Lashon Yachid. Because Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim has to be on the most possible level for any human being to attain, and human beings are not capable of that level, en masse. It's something that Yechidim can reach after a lifetime of effort and struggle. If that's the case, what about the Hamonam? What about this Umo Yodas Hashem? They have a different vehicle, Ki'ilu. They don't go for the goal. But their avoda, day in, day out, is an expression and a manifestation of that Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim, which they are capable of, which is really Kabbalah's O Mitzvahs. And that's why it says, V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem l'dababam, and it does not say, V'shinamtem v'necho v'dibartobam. Because that level, everyone is shayach to. And that's why it doesn't say, B'chol me'edchem, because apparently, with every one of your potential, with all of your capacity, it's not shayach to say that with all of your capacity, you're going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tell that to every single yachid? No. Yechidei skula, b'chol me'edchem. Is not possible. Has to be b'chol mi'adecha. So that's what I wanted to tell you. To summarize it, to put it in a nutshell, the whole of Shema and what we put in our mezuzah and what we wear on our heads, every one of us, is the expression of where Yiddishkeit can reach and where the world will arrive at eventually. It's an amazing idea. That what we ourselves can't accomplish right now, the world is able to reach. That's an unbelievable thing, because there's an Indian called Molo Ha'aretz Deo Es Hashem Kamayim La'yom Mechasim. And in that case, in that instance, it will be V'hoi Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz. And today, the manifestation of that, which is only Elokeinu, is not enough. And that's why we eliminated in the Shmona Esrei to say Melech Ha'olam, because we dafka want to emphasize our personal connection to Hashem. And that is also, by the way, because every yachid, the yachid, no matter how low, and no matter how limited, has total access to the Shmona Esrei, to daven lifnei Hashem. So we have to summon up our yichus, Elokeinu lekev, Aseinu keavram, because through Malchus Shamayim itself, we cannot accomplish it. When we say, in the Parsha Rishoina, O Malchus Shamayim, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we say that we arrive it through Avosai V'Talmud. And that we put on everybody's tefillin and in everybody's mezuzah to remind us of the goal that every single person has to strive for to reach. But the metzias of who we are and the schar v'yonish that comes with it, this is only in the second parsha, and we are defining ourselves to ourselves as a nation and to Umas Ha'olam in contrast with Asiyas HaMitzvahs. Thousands and tens of thousands of pu'ulos surrounding us and priming us and driving our agenda the entire day and night. 365 days a year for our entire lives. So that the mitzvah of being a Jew by his activity is the Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim that he, with his neshama, with his machshava, cannot possibly reach through the more ethereal, non-pa'ula relationship with Hashem that's called Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. And that's really what the Yerushalmi means when they say, this is B'dibur, this is B'maisa, this is B'yachad, this is B'tzibur.